Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Will it? And I know pay a bush for 8 a.m. If we can say, "My woman now, quite about Sulonko, Ediba, and Opa Sumi," I say, "I can't come somewhere, Dickano, a fapem, dear, no, ye free one in some paita, a do me, no, ye more yet to no near to no back on some pano," said Yohani, "Tread the bray, and it trade to me, no, ye more, a yet to no, and yet to no back, a tiffing joy, and a set and qua, if we woman tear, brother, yes."
Na hila fobi wa na oba so rebeso ra fashion asinimu. E na oba Filipo out free by side of Galilee no nche. Na oba ka chene se ora ye pese hu no Yesu. E na oba Filipo out free by side of Galilee no nche. Na oba ka chene se ora ye pese hu no Yesu.
It is working can look as and Peter ye do no ba kun yimu a. E ye do asanai akopi medu asensia nsempa no. Said you look at ready bre ye nitra. E ye ayi do no ba kun yimu a. E ye do asanai erisi edu asensia so tivinjura ye se kokobo. I also further be reading, ladies and gentlemen, Luke the 21st chapter, 34 to the 36 verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 to 36. The Bible said, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Will you can go to be enjoy and on? I can go that yes, I mean,
Kokobo.
Ko.
Namunsha muhiye. Napochane and some running cremony of Mahontajene, how Anshamakomaso. Nadana betum perfume is safety. Never bow no tears are singing any in answer. Into Monway Namonsweda, Namanya Honi, the Jania Finium, Rebe in Nemo, Namakojina, Unipa Benanim. Into Monway Namonsweda, Namanya Honi, the Jania Finium, Rebe in Nemo, Namakojina, Unipa Ban.
Sangan be a mean tear.
Namonshamu, we
so be a man we. Napochana and Sabra and Quemu Dabina Hunima and Shaw Crash.
Nadana Betum was
Tabiba, Mamma Tumpo, Frimusifi. Nadinia Tiago Mountain, so ya, ya Bokoko, ya Bokoko. Ya fashion with Trimunia be without them ha crocro be in him. Will be a year warning a young crocrono. Tias mammy no work canoe. Yana Mokra to me, Mamma. Huh? Yesuba and Funya, a little gun, a hen, nature, no more park crocro. It really amazes me. The people that perished, on the Dompuase, these people just perished. My prayer this morning is that the Lord should comfort their families. I cannot pray that the Lord should give them a better place. That is a useless prayer. That prayer, it does not apply. That prayer is just a formality. That prayer, when you hear it at funerals, is just, giving some kind of false hope. I'm telling you, once you are alive, this is the point where you can repent. This is a serious matter we're talking here. I mean, who said, "When you put in your wood, yeah, was it? Mumbras of no me bomb by a man. What do you see? And one grass, sorry. One pick this on nature, a quiet. Nanny, a cocobon, why you're born as one person, one say. You can search in any penna, say, "Yami, who? Yame, who? Yame, why were you doing your teaching for to repeat that phone? Say, "Yame, no, who into moon, sir. You are a dangerous who? It got so much love. Mumpe, you don't want to hear this one. But I promise you, Wuntia will be tea. Wubit, Wuntia says, "Be a radio name. Na volume, Ninkosro. Let a radio go out.
Na radio no ngoso. Wuriye kinga homa mentie. Ya me mesi ne hu hu.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11.
2 Corinthians the 5th chapter the 11th verse. Knowing therefore the terror of God, we persuade all men. This is Apostle Paul in an epistemology bringing you a summation of God's truth. But we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also, the Bible says, trust also are made manifest unto your conscience. Put it in a different version. Let's see exactly what the Bible has got to say in diverse versions. We know what it means to fear the Lord. And so we try to persuade others. We try. Yeah, try. I'm standing here. God is not going to say that because he started very well, and then because he preached, you know, salvation and redemption and preached the second coming of Jesus Christ and brought all that to the body of Christ and warning to the heart that is perishing. If, you know, he backslide and go into all kinds of madness and capriciousness, God ain't going to say that because he started very well. Let's consider him. There is nothing like that. It is straight. But I know pay every day. I'm telling you. One more, and woman, I could see a son demo, a sierra de ura de, Naba Kunsusia, I riasse, it do one more, one more, one semino. Christo, Asumami and Opezame Mokoko, was who Chimuchurumuchu, and the people who are lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. Afe will you can go into Fongomano, and me and Tierra de Sam read the word.
Now say, you never ready who won't
you? Your name said when you're me who. There will be no kind of I saw a little documentary the other day, and the lady was talking about Yehua, 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 do you see any wow? Yehua, any wow? Until you ever do be check here, check here. It drew her, and yes, sir. You see, you know, yeah, you know, sir. And you know, we are. I'm telling you, I tell you that we need. Mukura, manya, dumu, amodi ya, honfedi, kura di, amodi ya, ye worse. Tell me, okay, see, that we need. I'm telling you, when we dimu, yere no money. Wamu dimu kunu mwani, wamu famu yirin mwachi, wamu famu kunu mwachi, mesi atemu ono, and you can sit down with him na hini na bo. I'm telling you. Jesus! What's such an awakening? And you accept you repent. That is the only exception, the indemnity clause that is being inculcated or infused in there. That is the only indemnity clause. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes look, when you preach like that, a lot of people get the conception that, you know, people who have heaven in mind are utterly no good. That is the kind of mentality they are thinking. If they have heaven in mind and they have judgment in mind and if they have Jesus' second coming in mind, it means that they are illiterate and they are, you know, or at least no good. They are not, you know, good businessmen, good entrepreneurs and all that kind of thing. They are not good career men and women. Listen, gentlemen, that is never true. I mean, wise men still seek Jesus. Wise men. Wise men in seeking Jesus and Gamuna Moha. I was saying to the other people the other day, when you come to Achimota Forest, look at the car park. Then you say, "We nyaka kwajofo." And you want me to jumedi? And you want me to wani abri ni yehu etintam? That's what we do. It's Achimota girls got forest in Bible kesiyo. People leave their jobs, CEOs and all stuff. They come and you know sometimes with their workers, and they come and travel to be with God. I ask them, "Yeah, yani abri kasi mtini?" And now you know who said, "Yam sempa." Your best children, I'm some when you are catching any part of Befa Womfa. No one who could only say the tear when any more. Adania Crocronia defensem because was so for you be a brand new woman and no have been woman's womb. Tina's young, Brazil. So this year, one of the integral verses of scripture that has become integral to our salvation and redemption is Matthew, the third chapter, the 10th verse. It has become extremely integral. And I would like to use it, ladies and gentlemen, to speak to you. The Bible said, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. I want you to note emphatically the plural nature of the presentation. It has been laid. The axe is laid. The axe is laid, has already been laid. It's not going to be laid. The axe has already been laid onto the roots of the trees. In other words, we represent the trees. In other words, God is just laid the axe, waiting for fruit. If there is no fruit, it's been hewn down. And so he said, therefore, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit. The Bible said it's hewn down, not just hewn down. Jesus, in this scripture, is making a public acknowledgement of hell in here. Someone say hell in here. Internet, there is no hell, there is no heaven. Check them! Check them, my brother. Which of them is a millionaire? Which of them can count millions? One of the things that this morning I would like to highlight or reiterate is balance. Everybody say balance. Balance in the sense that we have to understand that if Jesus does not appear tomorrow morning, the bills is got to be paid. Your children's school fees has got to be paid. The rent has got to be paid. The house has got to be built. The car has got to be maintained. And all that. If you have mortgages, the mortgage has got to be paid. If you have bills, if you have bills on the, if your car is a loan or is on loan, you are going to pay all those bills. There are bills to pay. In other words, you will have to be mindful of that. But since you are still a pilgrim and a sojourner on earth, and since time has been allotted to your destiny, then you are also going to be mindful, just like you are mindful of your pension, just like you are mindful of your retirement, that if you go on retirement, I need to get something substantial that must be able to help me or aid me so that I will not be a burden to my family or burdensome to the generation. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the cognizant fact and revelation that everybody that is listening and watching us right now is mindful of that. That is why they put money away. That is why Proverbs 6:6 is integral. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It doesn't have a leader, a supervisor, a sojourner, but it gathers its food, whoever is the focus and less work. It gathers its food, in time. And the Bible said, in a time of scarcity, it does not go into hostility. And ladies and gentlemen, this is very integral. If we are mindful and prudent to go into all that kind of thing, and that is why we invest, we put money away, we invest into all kinds of things, lands, gold, and all manner of investments, so that the day that you cannot work anymore, you can fall on your investment, and the dividends of the investment can take care of you. Because everybody sitting here should understand that the moment you clock 50, life becomes very expensive. 50, 60, move 370, it becomes extreme expense. Your hospital bills, your medical checkups. If you fly from here to Germany, then you have a bill to pay. If you go and see a consultant or a specialist, then you have a bill to pay to you. In other words, we must have a balance. Just like you are mindful of the retirement, same thing. You should be mindful that one day we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Whether you believe it or not, that's not the point. Whether you believe in Jesus or not, that's not the point. The amazing thing even is that whether everybody sitting in this way, whether you are rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Whether you have the breakthrough or not, it doesn't matter. Whether the Lord answered the prayer or not, it doesn't matter. You are still a pilgrim and a sojourner on earth. So whether you believe it, what I'm saying or not, the people that died this last week, was it Dompoase? They started their journey
knowing
or anticipating that they are going to get to their destination.
We started
the year with them. Any woman in the 2020, you know, the Nika, and in your memoir, you assume you can say, Ebe Afipa.
Tianya!
When I'm did in Saint Hunachi, Oma Kacham's assumed you assumed you.
Suddenly,
disaster strikes.
Because we don't have the truth.
I'm telling you, and I want to tell you whether you are anointed more than the word anointed.
Your time
is still ticking. I'm telling you. I don't care where you slept this morning, whether in, on your own bed or somebody's bed. Whatever bed it was, your time is still ticking. Do you hear? That is what I love about the grace. The grace just loves you. I'm telling you, the grace of God must come upon God's people. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they need to understand. Praise the name of the Lord. I want everybody to get the revelation of what we are talking about. Those people. And the woman should reach him.
She should reach him.
It is one more, but a four. Sabre, God has already passed judgment.
Already, judgment is passed.
I work out my own salvation with fear, with trembling. I am not joking. I don't want to check that jokes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if you tell me, I thank God for all the lovely preaching, wealth, health, and prosperity. Thank God for all those preachings. Thank God for the preachings that goes into empowerment, endowment, and all that kind of thing. But the truth is that a lot of those messages can be done by motivational messages, motivational speakers. A lot of those messages can be done by university professors. I'm telling you, what the professors cannot do, what the motivation speakers cannot do, is to preach Christ and Him crucified. That is a message of the church. Christ and Him crucified. With love that talking, you will be rich, you will be wealthy, and all that. That is automatic. If I seek Him first and His kingdom and the righteousness of the kingdom, all other things automatically. Pioneer. Did you pray about the dress you are wearing this morning? There are automatic things. We call it other things. It will come automatically to you. I mean, what does it make to me if you tell me a lot? I get messages like that often. The Lord says He's going to make you great. You will have your own satellite television and all stuff. I am not moved.
Immovable.
Heaven.
Me mansion is here.
As for being innovative and creative and being prudent and wise and being a great manager, a great leader and all stuff like that, the Spirit of God aids you and help you to be able to build. And that is what I'm telling you. Most of these things can be done by motivational speakers and conferences and summits and all that kind of thing. You can get most of these things. So when the church and the pulpit is turned into all those kind of speaking, it becomes a bad thing and it becomes a liability. The message of the pulpit must be Christ and Him crucified. The message of the cross, the Bible said, is foolishness to them that perish, but to them that believe, it is eternal life. Will you king government in tell that? The message I send you anyone some young quasi some de my one way either you win a me to me the conquest you if I see a car some kit will be a rich will be a uber tenaha. I send you anyone some no was your catch it if it's a much channel it to me will boa be phone woman you ma it to me will boa push some near damn money we are car send you anyone some chilewa. I'm telling you will be both dear in your year will be two a bro in your year which you Christ will be a now some panic. I'm telling you, Obama among country, now among Yeram Franopa, and Gosia Numera, no weapon from the gates will ever prosper. Can't say much. Do you?
Some way,
and I
as hafonem pese e kachi no. The moment you hear this, no kure no be mo ai this year. We are this year pe unsa asofo ne sen kra mind you. This is what they don't want to hear. Double bombay mama kwanchire ibe tu kwai ya fanwo so me mama so ya vano. Grow up. Abe Christ only 10 years who could so jim Bible. Ha! What be Christ only 10 years? So for mom pie now, you should be sick. And that is why I keep telling this church. Ubaha, and your wife say ube whom? Me who? Yenia bre it's yeni brenwa ye de beyesa bompaye mame impete be si mepuno so en tefre ya womo ba me dema e yi en kroso e wo mempe men kroso wo mpem wa pedro fasilum pedro fasilum the kensin hunu bi an chire ye grow up. You know, I was shocked the other day. Somebody he gave a call and said, and they said, if I see me buy alabaster, and say, okay, no problem. Well, first time, I say, yes, me first time. But I try to share Ben and what me buy me to be up. It is just a more quiet, sorry, no more quiet, more freddy can be such a and a bessie and answer a young car, you and answer cuckoo and I and a draw so I hear she and a pioneer. Asian sori bia na moko akacho enso de fodi e bia do so o gana ha so ye wan kwan ko to se fidi ni ikan so ma chiro he mamin ka so mo chiro e wie ya bre se wudi ni se bia ko fiduro e na nano aye de amekacho ko fiduro bebre be sori o ani e jimu tukrom ha ko fiduro bebre e be sori. I'm telling you. No cooler, no dead. No cooler to say you say. Who this year intimates you at a point, you know, the truth will come out. I'm telling you, the truth is like oil that have been buried. At a point, it will definitely come forth. And when the truth comes out, the hearers becomes a this year. We move free quiet. Obi won kwayemu a oba asori a wonkita baabro fisi wo yakwa asamu a yeka no onnim onti asia uli kai hansa
na senye no asamu yenkwasi asamu
senye no eho asamu yenkwasi asam edema hwan
won a woro yira
won wa eyira na ye keke yensenhunu ma wo. I heard a comment the other day, somebody said, you know, it's because you haven't gotten a house in East Legon here, that is why you preach the way you preach. If you get a house in East Legon, you will not preach the way you preach. How many people had more houses like my uncle in Imuado? Like Amoma? Like my auntie Georgina Stores? Where are they? Where are their properties? Mekasa Macho. You living in East Legon doesn't make you any better person than anybody. You driving a better car does not make you any better person. I want to say something to you. These are all useless things. I'm telling you, it will pass away. Somebody will drive away your Range Rover in the face of your wife and your children. The day you die. Bra wu bre na wu bi na ebe fa wu. Iti ma weni resuru, ma weni resuru. Let it go up. Let your passion and your preference, not be earthly centered. I'm telling you, everything will perish except the word of the Lord. When he was talking about the Christians, the Bible said, he said, Berea, the Christians who were in Berea are not like the ones in Thessalonica. They were very different people. They were very astute, very studious, and they followed carefully the tutelage of the apostles. They went after tutelage and impartation, not silver and gold. Because when you have the anointing can buy money. But money cannot buy the anointing. Yeah. Oh, when Zanube to have Shimua and Teacher Simuana. Money cannot buy anointing, but anointed. Let an anointed man show up at the airport and he bought an economy ticket, he will end up at first class. The anointing will push him there. I'm telling you. without an upgrade or anything, instantly. The anointing can put somebody in a position where people will just walk with car keys and house keys and all that and dump it on him. Because the anointing buys money. If I were you, I would rather follow things that cannot perish. And ladies and gentlemen, as I bring my message to its pivotal point, I want you to be like the Christians of Berea. Willie Kaiho.
Acts chapter 17, verse 11.
Acts chapter 17, verse number
11.
These were more noble than those that are in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether what Apostle Paul is preaching is true. Oh yes, sir. We want to be like these Christians who search the scriptures daily. When you come to sit here and I preach, that shouldn't be the end. You shouldn't take it as the truth. You should go home and search the scriptures and come to the cognizant revelation that truly, truly, what I preach is in accordance and in alignment and in synchronization and in syncopation and in configuration with the word of God. Someone say what you're for. But when someone, as I finish that with you, I want everybody to understand. King Gami into you.
When you were young, perfect, yes, no.
When you were young, perfect, did you when you're my son?
Now that was a shut your sim, you must say. Near Mano Tisana.
Near Mano, it is his honor. With you and young, perfect, but did you have some? It is exactly what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 2, verse number 18. Matthew 13, verse 18. And the whole scripture, look at Fevani Zebia, my bon Matthew, ne Christo nim nam Habakkuk. Bible we nimu. And you mufu abe we are seen na we nimoto. If it is a club, you see honey a bo, you know, yeah, two, everade hon yomwa, na club on yom ne was so on asum. Just anything Christ, they do not want to retain God in their mind because they have a reprobate mind. Oh yeah, they don't want to retain the memory of God, the knowledge of God in their mind. They don't love God. The Bible said they hate him. They hate the Christ. You are preaching about Christ and the Christos as some packaging. They don't want to hear. Yeah, you are going to God. You're good. Oh, you revelation. He said, "Uno ni a revelation." Oh, he said, "Uno no a revelation." Will he? Can you hear me? Can you see, baby? And I will kind of. Okay, Matthew chapter. You can kind of hold. Let's read.
Matthew,
the Bible said, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Read the word."
Now, if you tell God for no hope,
I say, "Tell God for no hope."
Obia wati ahini anyone.
Obia wati ahini anyone zamba.
Na onti asiye no.
Na onti asiye.
Obanu phone ne babeshim.
Pato tell ye. Obanu phone ne babeshim asemono.
Tia wagulu na kume muno.
I want to come.
We need your good in Quanche.
We need a summer who good in Quanche.
That you're good at Boson.
There are some who good in Quanche.
Or not your Boson.
And any power to when I'm yes.
No, they need your gin and tell them.
Who said, aha, Beria Christopher, what the Akumapani and Niji had take a temp as some no end temp.
Now, so only Hini woman.
Tianiye! Yeni hini wo yimunti.
Otena wakakra.
Na asemni nti amanehunu.
Ana otaba. Entemara.
Uja Bible ho. Na wakwe druso. Tia niye. Mwa mutiti ye bansini di debi yase. Amuse wo namne eshe wache sa asemu ubisi. Sa ahu. Na eti play munswe. Uti play muwe. Na eshe wa. Na chere sa asemu ubisi ya. Uwe fange na esi. Mu se mu ye krisu fuo. Muzi mu ye nyamso mfuo. But me remu sune mo banya. Bitimi mu sa hini no emmo. Nyakshom hypocrisy. Top, I'm telling you. Ano pe maminka sanche side checks kakra. Na mi free side checks so aname ko slave queens. Eye categories. And yet they say. Dopia! Biki kemu aha, eye kache mu se yon wuye ni sumu fidi. In fidi ni ebe pie pie na nye ni epie pie ibiu. Side checks up. Juma womadi be do more. Obema what you may buy baby. Now what the idea ne trauma. Now side check the abet two abon ten. Like that. Ade. No, ade. Make any amzem. Wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you hang up at the hour? Yay. Ubet ye. Uwo yire, uwo ma. Wo de side check yede. Pioneer! Wo would you slay queen yet? The Piamic catch them grow for say. When you put be out here, when Muma Minufu, I try no, I do what you did here to your name still and so. Hey, Eddie Akon, no. Will you be some was it? Yemma, you know, let the wife of, let the breast of the wife of your youth satisfy you. Proverbs chapter 5, verse number 19. Okay, 15, say, let her, 15, let's go to 15. Drink waters out of your own wells. Water no na no mu. What have you had did it to mu? Ne ka se ma chire mu. Ya na mente ma se, me hwe wo sai check na me hwe wo yira mete me wo se we need taste. We need taste. Hwe wo yira wo gina ho, na hwe enkrampan ya wo no nsu gina wo yira nche. The thing is that the side chicks are using enuru. So we see one zoom nyame. One more bet chichiri wakuma mwako de yude muse abe oa. Thank you. Put it in a different version. GNT, let's look at what the Bible has got to say. Let me bring my message to his people. The Bible said, be faithful to your own wife. And give her your love to her alone. Any minister, any sofo, any mwanwany, any menuase, zipunasei. Maybe I can't say candy machi. Sofon champna. Messidia.
Sofon champna.
Messidia.
Sofon champna.
Messi sofo on champna. Messi say.
Sofon champna.
Obia waya sofo opeso na otwempuna oni wunesi osaye kwan so onyame nipa ontwempuna memfa ho se waware yo so nwade yo ontwempuna sofo shea na opeso waware wa straight to family ini diebu e wo ho sofo muwa ti mefrɛ wo baako office kwan cha minya ye no ebrade se me ma holy milk, you know holy milk. Hey, are you angry? Hey, will you king of Babri?
No more Bramunsu.
No more Bramunsu.
No one saw a sinifree on Sutrim.
Not in Sua, a sinifree one gaza will feed you.
Who's when you are Bussu, a free Eddie, I am Montenso, a Sutine.
Kind free.
Obey your own quarrel, dear.
Obey your own quarrel, would add the issue. Winya, so we hear it. Ukunu, unqua, dear.
Nay, only a hope will be a radia.
I wonder what will be a dia. TNE, quiet.
Moabra in Yenshira.
Oh, yeah.
Now no run to bring.
Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Can you?
Now no run to bring you an NNG.
And let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe, and let her breasts, S is with it, let her breasts satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. We were home, pet. Ope omo omo de camera esi uso ni emu be hunu nye nie e ka samacha de bia ye ka sa asemi monte sa side chicks yi ano pe mam ka sam chomo mini aba omo eye o yodum yodum omo ni atamfo no but I rather the enemies. This morning the Lord sent me to come and tell you, repent and he will embrace you, forgive you of all your sins and your wickedness, and restore you with the joy of Christ's salvation. You will never be the same again. But if you rebel, Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Verse 20, if you rebel, the sword, my darling, will devour you. When we say slave queens, master, you be watching, say. Such a dream maker, so much. And this can be any due. Blackmail now, Moya, and you'll be any blackmail. No, it's can be your honor, one sister would be. We know for Behono, we're through Behono. When Nimba Hono, Ube Pran's roof, my car, so much, Ope T, Upa, took it. Damasai chicks in Ibiwaha. Tina went to be mamma, so any of my men got Angelo. We'll be Kuno Winch. A bear on one will be bala basta, but a side check. Pa! Pa! Make us a match of TNE. Will you? I want everybody to understand the revelation of God's word. Abra yedi asemno eba ne pompon so ne yedi aba ne wiye. Me nke kai Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16, 2 to 4. Matthew chapter 16, verse 2 to 4. Read.
You know,
he answered and said unto them, when it's evening, you can say it's going to be a clear skies, and if it is, you know, cloudy, you are going to say it's going to rain. Read.
When
it's in the morning, you can say that it's going to be a crazy or a gloomy weather. Oh, ye hypocrites, you know how to discern the times of the face of the sky, but you are not able to discern the time in which we are living in. This time is end time. End time! This is end time. I want to tell pastors, you better preach the gospel, not feebles. Gospel! He came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them that believed in his name, he has given them power to become children of God. I am not too much interested with that kind of, you know, receive triple portion, four portion. This in the mehe wa four portion biyama also. Because you've missed them. You've missed the narrow way. The narrow way. Narrow way. You missed it. Will you kind to us?
But I say, na muni mosho eni se muchire. Na mreno hon sentre ni die. Muntu minchire.
E breno hon sentre ni die. Muntu minchire.
Ene ma abone fwone aware se fwo shishen sentre ni.
Ene mre aware se ye fwo. Eme ya pipo ye fwo. Omu mumu upen sentre ni.
No, I remember one century.
So you remember one century.
Do you know century?
I do you know century. It is yes. You know what can you want some? And the Bible. What he wants you to understand is new one in the who saw the two men. And then them quite here. And what here, bro? And that is what we should be talking about. It is more pen century here. And yes, one in the who saw the and one century. And the mubinya no other in century. Piyadiye. Yeah, there was you manifested the power of God, the glory of God, and then I turn watching it. And you didn't say one chi. Yet the nipagina Paul as soon as you are no pagina as ye mawa quant. What kind of nonsense is this? Christ of some way and a brother in a hose and almost some ye. Ha! Ya papa no ma wa man yimo. Hey, do kind and what Christ of some way be no almost some ye. Will he kind to us?
Na oja won hokoy.
Oja won hokoy. Obeje mo wako mo pa mo mfa mo pensu amu wonye mo pese mo yemo hobia. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15. If it's obinya baba for Christ, 2 Corinthians 2:15, you become like a fragrance for the Lord. You become like perfume. Your perfume for Jesus is amazing perfume. Will you can?
But just say if we say a Christ do shamma onyankopo.
Oh yeah do sham. Yeah, we have become unto God. Put it in a different version. A sweet savor of Christ. I'm telling you. You will build a nice house, but it's still temporary. It doesn't change anything. And the days ticks. These days, when I look at you and I look at myself, I realize that the days are really drawing nigh. When you're gray hair, are you getting wrinkled lines on your face? That should be speaking to you, sweetheart. I'm telling you, something is coming. Something is approaching. Something is approaching. Don't refuse to see it. Open your eyes wide. Be vigilant and sober. For your Lord is coming. And judgment, he is coming with judgment. To judge everybody according to their works. This is the message. This is the message. When John the Baptist appeared, his first words, repent and believe. Now repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Listen to Jesus' message, first message. Repent ye and believe, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Yes, your message, you're preaching me. You know, you know. I will sit down and hear the message. I am not into, don't tell me you will be a billionaire going to Canada. If God wants to bless me, nothing will stop it. I'm telling you.
If God is blessing me, there is nothing like before. Petro hono was mo ye ne ya why na be ha mo kan ma minti First Peter chapter
3 verse 13.
First Peter 3:13.
Na so mudi papaechira.
Obia mudi papaechira.
Why na obe ha mo?
If I like it. And who is he that can harm you if you are followers of that which is good? I'm asking a question this morning. Come to Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. There is no name given unto the sons of men to be saved than the name Jesus. He is not a theory. He is a personality. He is a king. He is a savior. He is our reigning Lord, our soon coming king. He is, you know, the door to the kingdom. I'm telling everybody that is watching and listening, Jesus, yeah, is the good shepherd. He is the resurrection and life. Yeah, I'm telling everybody that is listening and watching, he is the living bread and the bread of life. All these things that I'm saying, how can you lack anything if you are in Christ Jesus? The Bible said we are seated in Christ far above all principalities, all powers, all dominions and thrones. He is your healer. He is the lifter up of your head. He is the setter of the high table. He is your covenant keeping, your faith rewarding God. I'm telling you, there is no way he can fail. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can think, ask, or imagine. He is the restorer of broken relationships, the restorer of broken walls, the restorer of broken faith, the restorer. Hear the word. I'm telling you, Jesus is the restorer. Only a kochi wa baby wa jamaso. No amaka se rade ya chiwa ba we wa jamaso. Anchi we mose mrasa we ding pasiade etiensi na bunkuno. Ebradi Yesu fapo eno church reform. Wase dia wanya ebone dano. Only kanto eboi enfa mo obey. This morning as I bring my message to the summation or the climax, I tell everybody that is in this place, Jesus is the answer. Jesus, not your pastor. Jesus. Yeah. No matter who you are, he turns the situation around. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. And this is the gospel we want to hear. Yeah. And so I am finishing by telling everybody to work out your own salvation. Philippians chapter 3. Verse number.
Philippians chapter 2.
Sorry. 2 rather. Verse number saying.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
Philippians 2:12. Read.
Into my daughter said, "Mo ya sitie da no."
Oh yeah.
Enye bra me wo munchen komo. Nemu ma afia me nemu nchen.
Oh yeah. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have obeyed, not only in my presence but also in my absence, work out your own salvation. The salvation that Jesus is free. It is like satellite. Your personal one is like your phone or your device. It needs to subscribe to the network, to the server, before it can work. If I want to give you something right now and you are not ready to receive it, how can it come to you? So the Bible said, as many as received him, to them that believed in his name, he has given them power, the right, the authenticity, the eligibility to become children of God. When I'm a child of God, let me use His Excellency the President for example. The children of the President don't queue at the airport. They don't go through the normal departure formalities because they are children of His Excellency. Same thing, I'm a child of God. And I'm grateful, we are a bit cool. And I'm says, oh dear, bro. Yeah, try. Akukwa we shane. Yeah, try, nema. You will be shocked. Try or attempt to, you know, snatch one of the puppies. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet.
Doesn't matter what you go
This is the season of the celebration.